Hey, coming up on this Saturday, lots going on around the county, and one of those events that we always look forward to talking about is Skunk Fest. Skunk Fest 2022 is taking place this coming Saturday from 10 to 4 over at South Central Park in North Ridgeville. This worldwide known event is really put together by Deborah Cipriani. Deb joins us this morning. Hi, Deb. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We are ready for Skunk Fest 2022. Tell us about what you got planned for this big event this year.
Well, we got actually vendors coming in from California, South Carolina, and Florida, and we have a whole bunch of skunk items for sale, and what we're going to be doing is we got the judges coming in, and they're going to judge people's pet skunks for overall confirmation for king, queen, prince, and princess. And there'll be all different colors of skunks there. And we have Picture with a Skunk. If people want to donate, we will take their picture with one of our skunks and put it in a nice photo folder-like, and you get something from the event. So we have food, we have games, and it's once-of-a-lifetime adventure.
Okay, Deb, you mentioned competition. You mentioned judging. What makes a good skunk?
You're just like a cat or dog. You're looking over the body weight, the color of the fur, if the fur is nice and full, make sure there's no blemishes on the fur, hot spots or anything like that. So it's overall confirmation, and people, they judge on, like I said, the body weight and eyes and just the tail, the beautiful tail, if it's nice and poofy. And they'll get crowned at the event.
What goes into making a nice poofy tail? Obviously, someone who cares for skunks, what goes into that sort of, I suppose, like we see when we go to the fair and they have animals there that they're grooming, they're getting ready. Tell us a little bit about the prep for the skunks for this event.
People will be brushing their skunks, and they probably gave them certain types of oils before the event to make the fur coconut oil, or actually apple cider vinegar works very well. Organic apple cider vinegar helps very well with the fur.
Let's talk now. You mentioned skunks. Are they all different colors, but are they all the same? You know, in dogs there's different breeds and cats and that. And as far as markings, how is that determined, or what's the lineage of skunks, if you could tell us anything?
Well, there's basic four species of skunks. What we'll have at the skunk show is striped skunks. So no matter if they're brown with all different patterns, or gray or lavender-colored skunks, they're still striped skunks. But there are four species. There's the hognose, there's the eastern spotted, and the western spotted.
And this again is...
And the hooded. Wait a minute. Yeah, the hooded.
Skunk Fest 2022. How many skunks are you currently supporting these days?
I do the rescue, so when people don't want them, we take them in and we give them a better life, a good life. We also take in some breeder skunks, old breeder skunks, like the old greyhounds, and give them a life to see what it's living inside the house. So we do have a lot of skunks, but again, most of them have issues, and we just tend to it. We wait on them like they're little kings and queens running around the house, even though they may have issues.
Deb, you mentioned greyhound. What are you talking about?
Like when you retire the greyhounds from running,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people take them in and give them a better life. A lot of rescues or homes, they take the old greyhounds in and they just give them a home. That's what they used to anyway.
No, absolutely right. Sure, they retire from racing and now they're just sort of pets and they kind of live out their lives.
And we do that for some of the breeder skunks. That when the breeders breed, we take some of the breeder skunks in and we just give them a better life, a good home to see what it's like to live inside the house.
Talking this morning with Deb Cipriani, Skunk Fest 2022 is this coming Saturday at South Central Park 10 to 4. What's admission, or how do people come to this? And tell me a little bit about the day, as you will.
As you come in, you will sign a waiver, because liability. And if people wanted to donate, they can bring paper towels, cereal as they enter the fest. And again, like I said, we will have the games Pitcher with a Skunk is one of the biggest that people want to do. They want their pitcher with a skunk, and they have their choice of colors of skunk that they would want their pitcher with.
Now, I know a lot of times we talk about the skunks, but you don't really want people touching the skunks. You
do.
No, it's kind of a look, but you don't touch type of
thing. Because of liability issues, we ask people not to touch the skunks. You can look at them, but don't touch.
Yeah. Now, I've been in there before where you've had that costume contest.
We will have the costume contest. In fact, I'm hearing a lot of people went out and bought costumes for their skunks, little devils, little ballerinas, and... Yes, we'll have those are the fun contests in the afternoon. We'll have like a skunk run, a bag put inside of a pen to see which skunk is the fastest to grab the bag, and we have the costume contest. And then in the morning, afternoon is the main judging from 11:30 to 1 is the main judging for the overall confirmation. Then in the afternoon, we'll have the most talented and other skunk festivities.
Sounds good. Lots going on there as well. People can see all the skunks, and it'll be a fun event this coming Saturday, September 10th from 10 to 4 over at South Central Park in North Ridgeville, Skunk Fest 2022. You can also go to skunkhaven.net to find out a lot more information and see what Deb does as far as the rescue goes concerned. Deb, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Everybody have a good day and see everybody at the fest.
That's right.